local governments may not be able to pursue stricter regulations for farms under a Republican bill. It's Wednesday, March 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, an over-the-counter birth control pill is heading to stores, and Wisconsin pharmacists are planning on stocking the shelves. And the Green Bay Area School District has a new interim superintendent. This comes after controversy around the former leader's comments made during an interview related to race. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A Republican bill would prevent local governments from pursuing more stringent regulations for farms and animal welfare. As Danielle Kading reports, farm groups are concerned that California standards on housing animals could be replicated in Wisconsin.
California has adopted standards that require more space for egg-laying hens, breeding pigs, and calves. The regulations were in response to concerns about the treatment of farm animals. Tim Fiocchi is with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says Wisconsin farms lack protections from local ordinances that could impose new requirements.
These types of laws could develop a patchwork of regulatory hurdles that differ by town or county, thereby creating new challenges for farmers.
The community of Lake Town attempted to regulate large farms known as CAFOs. The town later rescinded its ordinance after being sued by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Animal protection groups say the bill is so broad that it could shield puppy mills and roadside zoos from oversight. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Legal challenges seeking to boot Donald Trump from Wisconsin's ballot have been dismissed following a U.S. Supreme Court decision earlier this week. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected arguments that sought to bar the Republican presidential frontrunner from Colorado's ballot. That case argued the Constitution bars Trump from running because of the former president's role in the January 6th insurrection. But as University of Wisconsin law professor Howard Schwaber notes, the justices concluded that states cannot enforce that provision.
Since states have no role in making that determination, state court suits just don't mean anything, and so they were dismissed.
Dane County judges threw out two suits seeking to disqualify Trump in Wisconsin. One was filed by liberal activist and brewery owner Kirk Bangstad. The other came from a long-shot candidate who's filed challenges in multiple states. Wisconsin pharmacists say they plan to carry the new over-the-counter birth control pill as soon as it's available. But as Hope Kerwin reports, some say they aren't sure how much demand they'll see for the new product.
Alex Burse is pharmacist and CEO of Good Value Pharmacy, which has locations in Kenosha and Racine. He plans to order the new over-the-counter birth control called O-Pill once his distributor has it in stock. Burse says it's an important change in contraceptives and will be a good fit for people who don't want to see a doctor to get a daily pill. But he doesn't expect the new medication to be flying off of store shelves.
I don't think the demand is going to be an all-at-once type of thing, like we've seen with some of the weight loss products and the COVID vaccine, for example, where everyone just wanted it at once.
He says many people who already access free birth control through their insurance likely won't switch to the out-of-pocket option, which is expected to cost around $50 for a three-month supply. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We Energies plans to spend $335 million on a distribution project for Microsoft data centers in Mount Pleasant. The development is on land originally intended for Foxconn. Under a 2017 state law, utility companies don't need Public Service Commission approval for work done in the Foxconn development area. Data centers are huge energy consumers. They typically use 10 to 50 times the amount of electricity as a commercial office building of comparable size. Tom Content is the executive director of Wisconsin's Citizens Utility Board. He doesn't want utility customers to have to foot the bill for projects to meet increased demand from data centers.
And there's a growing consensus in many states about the need to protect residential customers from these costs.
A spokesperson for We Energies said that they're committed to keeping customers' bills low. The Citizens Utility Board is a sponsor of WPR. Coming up, The former Green Bay Area School District Superintendent resigned after comments he made during a radio interview related to racial politics in the school system. However, many community members want him reinstated. WPR reporter Joe Schultz will come by to chat with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson on the situation coming up. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, since 2020, the Green Bay Area School District has had four different superintendents. This time around, the most recent leader resigned. All Things Considered host Brady Carlson chats with WPR reporter Joe Schultz about what's happening in Green Bay.
The Green Bay Area Public School District has appointed a new interim superintendent. This comes weeks after former Superintendent Claude Tiller resigned following controversy over statements caught on a hot mic. However, some community members argue Tiller's comments were taken out of context and were not grounds for losing his job. Joining me now with more on the situation is WPR's Joe Schultz. Joe, remind us why these comments ended with the superintendent resigning.
So Tiller resigned after the district had launched an investigation into the comments he made on an Atlanta radio program last month. Tiller was on the show as part of a planned multi-state tour to recruit teachers from historically black colleges and universities. That's because 60% of students in the Green Bay public schools are people of color, but over 90% of the teaching staff is white. And Tiller really wanted to change that. Here's kind of a clip of him talking about his vision for the district.
I want to have more minority teachers at least equal as the Caucasian teachers in my district, mm-hmm. so that they can collaborate together for the betterment of the children and truly bring equity to Green Bay Area public schools.
Research shows that students perform better when teachers share their race or gender, but you know, some of his comments became controversial in the community. The program was streamed on Facebook Live, and when the radio show went to commercial, the stream kept broadcasting. In those kind of off-air comments, you know, he called a staff member a witch and spelled out the B word to describe how that person had treated an employee of color. And he also criticized the local business community for his belief that they were not doing enough to support students of color. He kind of resigned amid an investigation into all of this. And, you know, he resigned before the board was able to release the video of his interview with the Atlanta radio station.
And then there was this call from the community that he be reinstated. The board has since said that Tiller had the chance to rescind his resignation and didn't do so.
That's kind of where it gets a little murky now, is because on Monday, the Green Bay Press Gazette reported that Tiller actually says that his attorney emailed the school board's attorney to talk about the possibility of rescinding his resignation. And that email was sent about 2 days before the deadline to do so, according to the newspaper. But Tiller, you know, in an interview with the paper, said that the board wasn't interested. We've submitted an open records request to get copies of the emails, but, you know, we haven't heard back yet. The community really kind of rallied around Tiller, especially like community members of color. And, you know, community members of color also really supported Tiller's efforts to make the district's teaching staff better resemble its diverse student body. Tiller was the first black superintendent in the history of the Green Bay Area Public School District. Community members of color felt that a lot of his off-air comments had been taken out of context, and they really took issue with the district not releasing the interview until after Tiller had resigned.
And it's ended up revealing a lot about race in the school district.
Yeah, community members of color say it highlights racial inequities in the school district. Some parents and grandparents told me that the district isn't fair when disciplining children of color and white children equally. Green Bay resident Rosita Jackson Enos called on the school board to reinstate Tiller last week. After the meeting, she told me that Green Bay as a community has had issues of racism since she moved there in the late 1980s. She told me it's a tough place to live if you're a person of color and you aren't a player for the Green Bay Packers. And for a lot of people I spoke with, the situation just highlighted that there's still a lot of work to be done in the community, both in the school system and the broader Green Bay area, to address, you know, systemic racism.
And there's a new interim school superintendent. What do we know about Vicky Byer?
So the school board appointed an interim superintendent Monday night, and that's Vicki Beyer. She served as the deputy superintendent under Tiller and is now in the position until the board appoints a new full-time superintendent. She actually previously served as interim superintendent because the district has had four superintendents since 2020. And she served in that role kind of before Tiller was hired. And it could be a while until Green Bay has a new full-time superintendent. The search for a full-time replacement for Tiller could take months, and the district's next fiscal year starts in July. So certainly something to watch in Green Bay. It's an issue that they have to find a long-term solution for.
That's WPR's Joe Schultz. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks to WPR's Brady Carlson and Joe Schultz for bringing us that story. And thanks to you for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning. So in the meantime, hit subscribe, tell a friend, and have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.